Here's how I conduct my weekly review. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast 2, episode number 133. And I have to say, I'm feeling good today. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm getting a lot done, happy with how things are going recently. It's the start of a new month, June. Exciting, halfway through the year nearly. It's my birthday this month. And it's sunny outside. Yeah, just a lot of reasons to be smiling. So I'm really happy to be recording the podcast today. And today I am talking about my weekly review. Now, in August of 2015, so that's nearly 4 years ago now, I wrote about how I conduct my weekly review. And because it's nearly four years later, I thought it's about time I write an updated blog post and kind of record a podcast with how I've changed it up a little bit, because it has changed it a little bit. And a lot of people who are new to the podcast, new to the blog, probably haven't even seen that original post on my weekly review. So it's time for a refresh. First of all, what is a weekly review and what is the point of it? If you've never done a weekly review before, if you've heard of this term but you're not really sure what it's all about, let me clarify. Okay, so the weekly review is a process that you follow at the end of the week to basically reflect on your progress, review the status of your different projects, and plan the upcoming week. Now, some books, like Getting Things Done, do a really good job of outlining a very detailed checklist to follow each week. I find the Getting Things Done approach, I mean, I think it's great. That's a very kind of rigid, sort of strict methodology, which I think if you're not very disciplined, you might need that rigidity. But I've designed my own weekly review to fit my preferences and my kind of just personal workflow. Now, regardless of how you conduct your weekly review, really what you're trying to do is take an opportunity to zoom out and plan your upcoming week. If you're anything like me, most of the week you have your head down and you're working hard. This is what I call being in the trenches. It's just kind of that daily grind. You're just responding to clients or doing whatever it is your work is. Maybe you're studying, whatever it is, your head's down, you're working hard. The weekly review is your opportunity to lift your head, take a breath, and kind of review your progress and plan ahead. Now, I kind of compare, if you're not doing a weekly review, it's a bit like a swimmer swimming along and they never look up to see where they're going. You know, swimmers, they look down, they swim, and then every now and then they look up, they do what's called sighting to just check they're still heading in the right direction. That's basically what the weekly review is. So my process, it's a little different to what I was doing a few years ago. And if you are interested in going back and looking at that, I do have a link in this week's blog post, paulminers.com/133. You can find that. There's a link back to my original post back in August 2015. Crazy to think I've been writing on this blog for that long. Anyway, so my weekly review takes place on a Friday afternoon, and I make it the very last thing I do each week, because it's a really nice way to close out the week, and it also means I can go into the weekend and start the new week kind of really nice and relaxed, knowing that I've planned the upcoming week. It's a really nice way to kind of mentally shut down at the end of the week is doing this review. So firstly, I have a recurring, about a 15-minute block of time on my calendar to do my review each week. If you don't schedule your review or have some kind of reminder, it's far less likely to be a consistent habit. And I'm proud to say that I've completed a weekly review without fail every single week for probably 6 to 7 years. It's just second nature to me. I don't even think about it. It just gets scheduled and it gets done without fail every single week. A lot of people tell me like, oh, I planned to do it, got too busy or whatever. It's kind of interesting to me because I feel like it's almost like a requirement for me. It has to be done every single week. It's not a nice to do, it's a must do for me. That's really important. It's a non-negotiable. And so in my previous weekly review post that I wrote a few years ago, I talk about firstly starting my review by completing a journal entry. And you can go back and you can look at that post, and I would write about like what I'm happy I did that week and challenges I'm kind of looking at going forward. And while I do think this is a really useful exercise to go through, I no longer do this in my weekly review. For me, journaling is something I do whenever I kind of feel the need to write down my thoughts. And it's not really, there's no real schedule. Rather than committing to a schedule where, you know, I sometimes feel like if I have to write every day or every week, I'm kind of forcing words out. And I prefer to just journal on a really irregular basis. That's just me. If you want to journal as part of your weekly review, then great, you should go for it. So while I don't journal, what I do is I do update my project progresses in Asana. This is a feature of Asana a lot of people don't use. And Asana, for any first-time listeners or people that have no idea, Asana is a project and task management tool that I use and talk about a lot on this podcast. And so long-time readers and listeners will know that Asana is a real core part of my productivity system. A lot of other apps and tools that I use really stem out from Asana. And if you want to learn more about that system, check out my productivity blueprint and, of course, my personal productivity toolkit, links in this week's blog post. And so when updating the progress of a project, you can set the status of a project as either on track, at risk, or off track, and you can write a few sentences about how the project's going. And it's just a really nice little thought exercise that gets you thinking about what's going well and how you can make progress from here. So it's kind of similar to journaling. It's not really I wouldn't really call it journaling, but it's kind of a status update on the project, which just gets you thinking. It's something I like to do. I don't even do it on every single project every week. I'll just kind of click through my projects in Asana and just write like an update of what's working well or what I'm prioritizing going forward. This episode of the Paul Miners podcast is sponsored by Text Expander. Text Expander is one of my all-time absolute favorite productivity tools because it saves me so much time when it comes to typing text and emails and any kind of common text that I have to type on a regular basis. Now, Text Expander version 6.5 for Mac OS and 2.0 for Windows sports a new visual editor for creating and updating your snippets. The new editor makes it easier to see and edit snippets and create things like fill-ins, dates, perform date math, create nested snippets, and even more. You can insert words, phrases, fill out forms, create templates, and more with just a couple of key clicks everywhere you type, not just in your email or on the web, but anywhere you do your typing. So take control of your time and productivity by letting Text Expander handle your repetitive typing tasks. And if you love telling people about Text Expander like I do, then join the new affiliate program to earn a little extra reward for sharing the love. Now, show listeners of the Paul Miners podcast can get 20% off their first year of Text Expander. Just visit textexpander.com/podcast to learn more and to sign up. You'll also get a free 30-day trial as well. So head to textexpander.com/podcast and make sure you choose Paul Miners in the How Did You Hear About Us drop-down box. Thank you, Text Expander, for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners podcast. And so next we get into the real nitty-gritty part of my review, which is planning the tasks for the next week. My task management philosophy is that if you have something to do, you should create a task for it. This way, you know, you can see all your tasks in one place without having to switch between tools or hope that you remember to do it. Now, when I create a task, I set due dates. And even if a task doesn't have a set deadline, I use the due dates to plan when I'd like to complete a task by, which is something I refer to as a nice to-do date. So doing this, you can be much more intentional about your work and avoid a situation where you have a long list of tasks, but no sense of urgency or order between them. And so because I do this, it means that at the end of each week, I have a list of tasks coming up over the next 7 days in the upcoming section of Asana. I can just look at that and go, great, this is what I've got coming up. And so the final step, now that I've got all those tasks, is to look at each task and for each one, create or reconcile it with an appointment on my calendar. Now, as you've probably heard on this podcast many times before, I'm a firm believer in time blocking, which is where you put a task, you know, if it's generally more than 15 minutes, it goes onto my calendar. And the benefit of this, as I've said many times, is that it forces you to think about not just when you want to do it, but how long it's going to take. And this helps you to be much more realistic when you're planning. If you've got 10 things to do and your day is full of the first five, then obviously you need to kind of take some time away from something to fit something else in. And so for each task, I'll create a block on my calendar to show when I'd like to work on it and how long it's going to take. Now, some tasks may already be on my calendar, either because I've already scheduled time in the past, or it might be like a client call that has been scheduled by Calendly, so they automatically go on. And so if I see a task that I may even see a task that I don't want to do, or I've decided, like, actually, I'm not going to do that anymore, or I don't want to do it. You know, this is part of what I've talked about fairly recently on the podcast about kind of prioritizing your ideas. Maybe you have a good idea at first, you've decided, actually, I've probably got better things to work on. I'm not going to do that task. Either I'll postpone that for later, or I'll maybe just delete it altogether. And some of the events I should point out on my calendar are set to recur each week as well. And it means that I can really speed up this part of the process. So for example, I know that on a Monday, I need to publish a blog post. I need to write a new post for the following week. I need to do some recording. And so I have all that on my calendar. It's set to repeat every single week. And same with email. Like email, I know that I'm going to need about an hour in the morning to get through email. And so these things are just on my calendar every day. They're set to repeat, and it just speeds up this part of the planning process. And so my weekly review ends when I've looked at every single task and I'm happy that I've allocated enough time to complete them. Now, sometimes during that process, I might have more things than I think I've got time for, so I have to push things back. And so again, this is why it's a really useful exercise to go through. And so when I go through this exercise, I'm kind of aiming to have some free space on my calendar at the end as well, because inevitably, you know, your plan's going to change throughout the week and I'll have to move things around. And it's highly likely as well that last minute tasks and things will come up. So it's nice to have some flexibility. Rather than filling out every available minute of my week with work, I make sure that I've got some white space on my calendar to fit in things that come up as needed. And that is it. That's my weekly review. There's not a lot to it. It's a really consistent routine I've been doing for a long time now. And it's that really nice just breath that I can take at the end of the week and just plan ahead and go into the weekend, go into the new week, knowing that I'm really well prepared. So I hope this little insight into my weekly review has been interesting. If you're not doing a weekly review at the moment, I would highly recommend you take 15 minutes this Friday to plan ahead. Take some time to step back. Plan each week, and it really does help you to move forward with more intention rather than just kind of reacting to whatever work comes your way. If you'd like to share details of your own weekly review, I'd love hearing your guys' feedback, so please leave me a comment. Head to my blog, paulmeiners.com/133, and leave me a comment. Let me know what you're doing in your weekly review. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I go. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback, please leave me a review on iTunes. It really does mean a lot to me because it helps the show to get discovered so that more people can benefit from the content. And I would love your help getting the show out there. So please, if you have a minute, I would love a review on iTunes. And on that note, if you want to give me any more feedback, you can always reach out to me via my blog, leave me a comment, or if you're on my newsletter list, you can respond to any of my emails as well. I really do love hearing from my listeners and hearing what you want to learn about and getting your feedback. Number two, if you want to connect with me on a more regular basis, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP to learn about my membership options and how to get access to my private Slack community. This has typically been reserved for my high-end customers in the past, but I've opened it up for the first time. So head on over to the website, paulmeiners.com/VIP to learn how you can get access to my private Slack channel, where you'll also get access to my complete library of book summaries as well. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.